Moving on now, North Korea's state media has accused the United States of seeking to hamper the progress in inter-Korean relations by sticking to sanctions. The official newspaper of the Workers' Party of Korea says trying to block the hard-won small road between the two countries will end up causing more inconveniences for the U.S. It called on Seoul not to get influenced by Washington. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in have met twice this year. The two leaders, after their April summit, agreed to work toward the complete denuclearization of the peninsula, halt hostile acts, and foster cross-border exchanges. Well, Press TV's Jennifer Chang is joining us now to offer us more insight on that story. North Korea's state media is slamming the U.S. for hampering progress in inter-Korean relations by what they say imposing sanctions on Pyongyang. Is that how it's being seen across the board, that the U.S. is trying to hamper any form of a development in inter-Korean relations and peace?
Well, right now, the South Korean government is obviously disappointed that the U.S. has not been moving forward in declaring an end to the Korean War. The two Koreas are still technically at war because the war ended in an armistice agreement rather than a peace treaty. And one of the security guarantees that President Trump promised to the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in exchange for working to denuclearize is a formal end to the Korean War, but that has not materialized, and the North is very upset about that. Recently, the U.S. President Trump canceled a visit late last month by the Secretary of State of the U.S., Mike Pompeo, to Pyongyang to discuss denuclearization steps. So the denuclearization talks between the U.S. and North Korea have not been going well since that summit between the U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore in June. And the South Korean government is getting very nervous. From their point of view, if these denuclearization talks do not work out, there is a possibility that the North will continue to do nuclear and missile testing, and we could see a replay of what happened last year with the U.S. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un exchanging threats, and the threat of a miscalculated war breaking out here on the Korean Peninsula.
All right, we'll leave it there. Jennifer Chang, Press TV's correspondent, joining us from Seoul. Thank you very much.